On the show with us right now is one half of the Veronicas. They are the Brizzy Girls that are making a name for themselves. They're back on the scene with their latest track, In My Blood. Lisa from the Veronicas joining us now. Morning, Lisa.
Hey, babes. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Wow, do you guys know each other or something?
No, I've never spoken to Lisa before. It might be just one of those go-to words, hey, Lisa. I'm sure you say it all the time.
You know, I do it a lot. I don't know how it happened. It just sort of, it was like my go-to word for everything.
Now, Lisa, you and Jess have got a lot of praise lately for sticking up for females, whether you're big, whether you're small, as long as you're healthy, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of our point, is everyone, you know, everyone these days has an opinion that they love to throw at you, but at the end of the day, that's, you know, someone telling us to eat a burger or that we're too skinny and all the rest of it is, it's just an ignorant opinion from someone who, to be honest, we couldn't care about, you know, we don't care about. So I think the real conversation is about the conversation of health, and health isn't one size. It's not one body type. It's not a number on a scale. Health is about mind, body, soul. It's about being happy with who you are in your own body. And, that's essentially what it is for us. So
there was one guy I remember reading on Twitter about the other day that he sent you guys a tweet saying that he wants to take you guys shopping because, like, your broomsticks, that sort of thing like that, just, like, really skinny, and he wants to fix up your grocery list. Do you ever take him up on his offer?
Oh, yeah. Jess wrote out a big shopping list that we actually had that day. So she literally just copied the shopping list we'd just gone and done. And, look, we're still waiting for our groceries. Look, he was, unfortunately, but hey, I think the great thing about it is it did sort of bring attention to the subject, and it is important, I think, for people to know that, like, that skinny shaming and fat shaming and all the rest of that kind of mentality is not welcome here, you know, and it's just at the end of the day, it's an unintellectual look into a very big concept and a very big subject and something that we're very passionate about.
Now, Lise, we're loving the new song, In My Blood. It's about love at first sight. Is this from a personal experience?
We do tend to, we do write from our own personal experiences. And so, yeah, this was one where we draw off that feeling that you get when you do lock eyes with someone and you have this adrenaline rush and there's a chemistry and a connection there that is unexplainable. And yeah, so that's what this song is about.
We've got to ask, if you're speaking about personal experience, is it your personal experience or your sister's?
We both have relationships and I think, yeah, this is definitely one that I can say from my most current relationship. We all feel, but I would hope that everyone gets to experience that at some point in their lives.
Now, obviously, being twins, you're going to go out on the town, I suppose, a couple of times with friends and whatnot. And do you ever help each other, like, sort of wingman, like, pick up, or for the nicer word, try and find love, in your words?
Sometimes it's a little bit too much for me, and that's the beauty of having a twin. I'm always like, yeah, you have to pick up. This is like the super nice side of love that we sing about. But for me, I feel like I want to vomit. It just doesn't have the same ring to it when we try to put that feeling into a song. So we've gone with the In My Blood instead. I tend to feel overwhelmingly sick when I'm sort of very nervous and excited about something.
The Veronicas' new single, In My Blood, is out now. We're playing it here on Hits 939.
Yeah, Lisa from the Veronicas, thanks for having a chat with us this morning here on Hits 939.
Thank you, babe.